Most of the Republican presidential candidates are in South Carolina today at the Faith and Family Presidential Forum. South Carolina's GOP primary takes place a week from tomorrow, and tomorrow night the GOP candidates hold their final debate before the vote.
Democrats Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton are also fighting hard for votes in South Carolina and in Nevada, where voting begins next weekend. And in their debate last night in Milwaukee on the PBS NewsHour, Clinton boiled down her argument to this.
We agree that Wall Street should never be allowed to wreck Main Street again. But here's the point I want to make tonight. I am not a single-issue candidate, and I do not believe we live in a single-issue country.
And Sanders pushed back at Clinton's criticisms that his proposals don't add up.
Secretary Clinton, you're not in the White House yet. And let us be clear that every proposal that I have introduced has been paid for.
Let's bring in Here and Now's political analyst. Paris Denard is a Republican strategist, and Angela Rye is a Democratic strategist. She serves on the board of the Congressional Black Caucus Political Action Committee, which endorsed Hillary Clinton this week. Angela abstained from that vote. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
Angela, I want to start with you, because watching this last night, I felt, and you can tell me if you agree, that the tone of the debate was a little bit different.
I think the tone of the debate was a lot different. In fact, I tweeted at the end of the debate last night that it looks like we have a primary on our hands. I've teased Paris often, even on this program, about the fact that all the drama and fun stuff was on his side, and it's clear that the drama is now ramping up on our side as well. Since you brought up the vote, what I will also say is that the CBC PAC is the political action committee of the CBC. I'm not the only member of the board who abstained from that vote. Elijah Cummings, who is one of the members on the Benghazi committee, also abstained from the vote.
Well, speaking of the way the tables have turned, as you said, I mean, we used to only talk about the Republicans, and these days it seems like we are talking a lot more about this fight on the Democratic side. And a fight last night over the Obama legacy. Clinton said that Sanders had criticized the president too much, and Sanders said it was a low blow, and he came back with this answer.
Last I heard, a United States senator had the right to disagree with a president, including a president who has done such an extraordinary job. So I have voiced criticisms. You're right, maybe you haven't. I have.
Paris, you tweeted last night that you thought Bernie Sanders did pretty well on this issue. Why is that?
I think he did very well on this issue because, look, at the end of the day, he has got to be his own person, and he has to separate himself from Secretary Clinton. If he wants to say that he is an independent thinker and an independent mind, that's going to play well with the people who want someone to be elected that is independent and is an outsider. He is saying that Hillary Clinton is an insider who just rubber stamps everything that President Obama wants to do. Mm. And that is going to be something that appeals to voters who are looking for an outside candidate.
Well, because he's an outside candidate, he will have a little more trouble in places like South Carolina and Nevada. The storyline in those two states, of course, has been that voters don't know his record, that Hillary Clinton has a much better record with minorities and with Black and Latino voters. What does Bernie Sanders actually have to do to gain momentum with that group of voters, Angela?
I think a couple things. One is Bernie Sanders and his team have to move beyond the rhetoric that he marched with Dr. King. Bernie Sanders needs to talk about what he intends to do to address the problems he's done a very good job at raising at each debate. He's talked about mass incarceration. He's talking about the need for criminal justice reform. He talks about the very high unemployment rates for African-American, particularly African-American males. But he has not yet presented proposals for how to address some of those unless he talks in generalities. He says, well, we need to create jobs and we need to ensure that there's free tuition for higher education. Well, what does that look like? How are those things paid for? He said last night that his proposals are paid for. What are the specifics of your proposals and how are they going to be vetted? One of the things that I would actually give kudos to Hillary Clinton on, where she said, well, my proposals are clear. They've been laid out so that you can vet them. And both of ours need to come to that place.
Paris, we have about a minute to go. Let's look toward tomorrow when the Republicans take the stage in South Carolina. What are you looking for in that debate?
I'm going to look for Jeb Bush to talk about his legacy of being a Bush, because George W. Bush is very popular down there in that state. And so he's going to have to really tie himself to being close to somebody who's a winner. George W. Bush was a winner in South Carolina, and they like him, and so he's going to do that. Look to them to really go after each other, to separate themselves as who is most capable of leading and winning in a general election. That's what the people in South Carolina want, and that's what the Americans really need if you're on the Republican side, is a winner. And it's going to be somebody who has judgment and someone who has the leadership ability to do that. And I think it's going to be one of the governors who's going to be able to rise and do that.
Yeah, things are going to get really interesting soon. We'll see how John Kasich does after his finish, strong finish in New Hampshire. Paris Denard is a Republican strategist, and Angela Rye on the Democrats. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.